Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y Drek.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Oh, mama. Hey, fuckers.
My name is Dan, and you're listening to A Pints of Cacophony. This is the first episode on Skid Row Studios. I'm from all over the place. I like music. I play in a band called Anesthetic Frank in the Los Angeles area. I work at CBS. I work at K-Rock with Ronnie Bingenheimer. I just fucking love music, man. And that's basically what this show is. It's pretty simple. Fuck labels and genre tags and what's cool or not, because honestly, who gives a shit? A Pint of Cacophony is pretty much music that just speaks for itself, and that's what we're going to be playing and letting it speak for itself. So, I guess we're going to start off with something called First Aid Serenade, just show you guys where I come from, basically.
You know I don't give a fuck that is. Dan's balls.
Dan fact, number 506. Dan once got into a cockfight with Clint Eastwood. His cock won.
Tonight, yo, man. the bottle let me down.
You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony, and my name is Dan. That first song was First Aid Serenade by Anesthetic Frank. It was a song we did off of our first record a while ago. I had a burst of nostalgia with some friends earlier, so felt like leading with that one. Then we went into Knife Man by The Bronx. The Bronx is fucking badass, so I don't know, fucking deal with it. I played it. And then Tonight the Bottle Let Me Down by Throw Rag. Next is this new song by a friend of mine named Lucas. He's a great friend. We've played with his old band, in Anesthetic Frank, a few times. Excellent guitar player, and he's got a new band called House of Wolves. And this is a song called Savages, Part 1, I believe. And it's fucking heavy, and I love this shit. So, here we go.
Thank you. I just wanna sit here and watch you.
We got some emails coming in. Just wanted to answer a couple, and I got Dr. Richard Dingus sitting right here, and he's going to help us out with some of these answers. So I got Carol H. from California sent me an email, and she asks, I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, but he's never given me an orgasm. Are we doing something wrong? What do you think, Richard?
Well, this is what Carol should do. Carol, you should let him finger you. My friend Ray fingered a girl behind the 7-Eleven. She came like 3 times. But see, Ray, he's really good at it, so I don't know if it's going to work with your boyfriend, but he should still try, though.
All right, that's the dumbest advice I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
Well, fuck you.
All right, we got Lacey L. from New York. She says, my partner, hi. I've been keeping our relationship a secret from my family. Is there any way to tell my dad that I'm a lesbian without setting him off?
What? But lesbians are awesome. Your dad doesn't like lesbians. He's obviously gay. You guys should make out in front of him and send me a video of it.
All right, that's not too bad. All right. We're going to do one more, and then we're going to get back into some music. We got Janet R. from Florida. She says, I have enormous breasts. We're talking triple Ds. And terrible back problems. So what would you recommend for a breast reduction surgery? Because I'm in a lot of pain here.
Nothing.
Just keep them. All right. I guess we're going to get back to some music. Sorry there, Janet. I guess you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. didn't just happen. It's not a mystery. I had sex, and now Dad is dead. And he had a horrible death because I had incredible sex. It's just the way life works.
Solo, she rose up like the sun, up like the sun.
Dan, why don't you look at me anymore when we make love?
I've waited for this moment to look in your eyes, put my hands on your sweet neck and squeeze out the life. Living without you, I pay quite a price, but to live without the torment of your cheating and lies. Live letter, I could let her live on, but not in this house and not in this song. I know that forgiveness is the way of the Lord. I guess I'll forgive her when she's dead on the floor. And will clean, and then man get a woman, she's hateful and mean. And this man needs a woman who'll stand by his side while the shame in his life eats away at his pride.
All right. Okay, that was just Fatso Jetson with Stranglers Blues. And before that was Solo She Rose by Sean and Xander from L.A. Those guys are awesome. That song, I saw them open for Mark Lanegan recently at the Troubadour. And it was so, like, quiet and intimate. And even Mark only played with, like, one guitar player. And it was just, it was super quiet. And I don't know, I felt like I was in church, but, you know, the kind I would go to. So that was great. Mule Skinner Blues was by the Fender Man. That's for my buddy Travis and his lady Ashley. They're watching me be a fool on camera in their living room because they got their shit hooked up to their TV. It's pretty awesome. That's for you, buddy. Right now we're going to go into old school White Zombie, like way before most people even remember. This song's called Love Razor.
We'll be right back. motherfuckers.
Oh, that was hard.
Got it.
morning. You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony. That was Helium 28 by Truck Fighters and Hope You Die by Atomic Bitch Wax before that, and Love Razor by White Zombie before that. But more importantly, we got another email from Travis Carl Holteen for Richard Dingus. So basically what we're going to do is ask this question, and is we have a panel here of very qualified people. And so this is something I actually believed when I was a kid, he writes. Is it possible to squeeze your balls so hard that it creates just one ball? I guess, Richard Dingus, you want to start with that?
I don't know. What is...
Again, a little bit of feedback here. Does somebody else want to take this? Anybody?
You can push it up towards your stomach, maybe. But so, then it would hurt really bad, and you'd probably hurt yourself really bad. I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess that doesn't answer the question at all, because that's not really squeezing them together. You're just sticking that right back up in your stomach.
I guess so.
That's such a terrible thing.
We're just going to go to the song. We're going to wrap this up. I just want to say thanks to my interns, actually. I got Alex running my board and Cheyenne doing all the social media stuff. This was day one. Thanks. I'm sick as fuck, but I had some fun. We'll see you back next Monday. It's going to be every Monday, 11 p.m., and you can find us, Pint of Cacophony, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're going to be everywhere. All right. Well, thanks. We'll see you guys next Monday. Bye.